Welcome, listeners, to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. Here we are in the beginning of January with the holidays behind us. Perhaps a sense of normalcy can prevail in 2021. We'll have to see about that. Let's begin today's show with an album that was released last year. Joey Alexander, a young phenom, hit the jazz scene at 11 years old. Now at the ripe old age of 16, he's got a new album out entitled Warna, and we are going to hear one of his own compositions. This is Downtime.
Thank you.
Two fine piano players in that last set. We heard from one of the great masters of the genre in George Cables, as well as a young up-and-coming star in Joey Alexander. The last thing you heard, George Cables, from a 2016 release, the George Cables Songbook. We heard AKA Reggie. And before that, we heard from Joey Alexander from his most recent release in 2020. That is Warna is the name of the album. We heard Downtime. There is another great piano player in the jazz world that I have to report unfortunately passed away over the holidays. He died December 30th. His name is Frank Kimbrough, fine piano player. We're going to hear a couple compositions of his, one recorded with his own group. The name of that album is Quartet, 2014 release. We are going to hear Blue Smoke. I presume that is named for the restaurant that sits above Jazz Standard, which, by the way, is another casualty of the COVID crisis. Blue Smoke and Jazz Standard will be closing. And after that, we are going to hear from Noah Preminger, who also featured Frank Kimbrough on piano on several of his albums. And we are going to hear one of Frank's compositions, November. And this one is from the album Before the Rain. Let's start with Frank Kimbrough's quartet, Blue Smoke. Thank you.
Thank you.
Noah Preminger. We heard a couple tracks. Last one you heard from his latest release, an album entitled Contentment, and we heard Promises Kept, and that is his latest quartet. Noah Preminger on tenor sax, Max Light on guitar, Kim Cass on bass, and Dan Weiss on drums. Before that, we heard a couple tracks to commemorate Frank Kimbrough, who passed away last week, from Noah Preminger's album Before the Rain, which features Frank Kimbrough on piano. We heard one of Frank's compositions, November, and that is a 2010 release. And before that, we heard from Frank Kimbrough as a leader from the album Quartet. We heard Blue Smoke. Let's continue on with a couple other new tracks that were released in 2020. We are going to hear from Hartford bassist Dezron Douglas along with harpist Brandy Younger. And they released an album that's getting a lot of critical acclaim. Rolling Stone magazine, a couple of the writers put this album in their top 20 lists for 2020. The name of the album is Force Majeure, and we are going to hear a composition that will sound familiar to you. This is You Make Me Feel Brand New. Thank you. a couple duets in that last set. Last one you heard from bassist Luke Selleck and Andrew Renfro on guitar, a University of Hartford graduate. We heard a track from their latest album, Small Vacation, released towards the end of 2020. And we heard the Glen Campbell classic, Wichita Linemen. And that's actually been covered by a few jazz artists. It's a beautiful melody. Before that, we heard from Desron Douglas and Brandy Younger from their latest release, Force Majeure. And we heard You Make Me Feel Brand New. I believe that is a Stylistics original. And an exceptional arrangement as a duet between harp and bass by Desron Douglas and Brandy Younger. We're going to finish out this show with another young Hartford player. His name is Mike Casey. His trio has Mike Casey on saxophone. Some great playing by Matt Dwanzik on bass, as well as Corey Garcia on drums. This from their album Law of Attraction, released last year. We are going to hear Best Part, Take 3. And that will do it for today's show. Thank you for listening, folks. My name is Ken Laster, and you are listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. I'll be back next week for more great jazz music. Mm-hmm.